The Department of Interior oversees the nation's parks, forests, and natural resources, as well as nearly 600 federally recognized tribes. Holland, vice chair of the House Committee for Natural Resources, would be the first American Indian to serve in the post. Maria Dadgar is with the Intertribal Council of Arizona.
We feel that it's really time to see Indigenous women in leadership roles. She has served us very well in Congress, and we look forward to her service as Secretary of the Interior.
Holland is a member of Laguna Pueblo and likes to say she's a 35th generation resident of New Mexico. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
President-elect Joe Biden continued his commitment to create a cabinet that reflects America's diversity by selecting New Mexico Representative Deb Holland as the nominee for the position of Secretary of the Department of the Interior. The Arizona-born Democrat is a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe. The announcement did not come as a surprise, as there was speculation Biden would choose a representative of the Native American community for the post, and Holland has demonstrated an ability to work with members of both parties. Graham Lee Brewer has been covering this selection for High Country News, and he joins me. Graham, a Native American, nominated to head the Interior Department. Just how big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal because, you know, obviously there's this symbolicness of having an Indigenous person run the Interior for the first time ever, but simply by being in the room, Representative Holland is going to be bringing a lot of experience that really hardly anyone else in Congress has. You know, right now she's one of four Indigenous people in the House. That'll change to six very soon. But it just kind of gives you an idea of just how rare that kind of background is. And I think, you know, it's easy for people to forget that tribal nations are governments, they're sovereign nations, and they deal with the United States on a government-to-government basis. So when you have someone who not only understands that, but has lived it her entire life, I think it's just going to be a game changer for the way Indian country is even talked about on Capitol Hill.
Why did Representative Holland's name rise to the top of the list, considering there were some other Native American names mentioned, including apparently a former deputy director at Interior?
Yeah, Michael Connor's name came up a lot. And some of the people that I was speaking to just over the course of my reporting all said very positive things about Michael Connor as well. I think part of it is that, you know, obviously Deb Holland is a very visible figure in the country right now. And I think that it was somebody who is, you know, identifiable and not just for, you know, being a lawmaker, but for being, a very smart and capable person. But, you know, Deb Holland has been working to become who she is for over her entire lifetime. So, you know, I can't really put I don't think I could put a value on the connections and understandings that she has of probably not just the Southwest, but of all of Indian country. You know, I mean, the Southwest, I think, is a really good example. And it's really interesting that the first Native Interior Secretary could be from there is because it's just such there's such a multitude of individual tribal cultures and nations, particularly in that area. And so I think just that kind of deep understanding is really probably what made her rise to the top.
One of the issues that she brought up and has brought up recently, and Vice President Biden, based on some of the nominees so far, definitely seems to be an emphasis on climate change and the impact that has on the Southwest, the entire country, Native American communities as well. How much of an issue do you think that is going to be in terms of what she is going to want to prioritize?
I think that's going to be obviously a big deal. I mean, it's of paramount importance to everybody. But I think when you factor in tribal nations who have been, you know, fighting for generations to have more say in how lands are managed and how they're taken care of, I think that that's going to be a big component of her goals. And, you know, if you you pair that with the Biden administration's 30 by 30 promise to protect 30% of the nation's lands by the year 2030. You know, those two ideas just obviously coincide. And so I think that that'll be a big portion of it. And, you know, and I also think that, you know, tribal nations are also very, very business oriented. They're very business savvy. And there's a lot of entrepreneurship ingenuity taking place in tribal nations. So I think that in terms of things like solar power, other areas like that, tribal nations are probably going to use this as an opportunity to step in and start kind of leading the way on some new initiatives.
And Graham, the reality is that the federal government has not been good to Native American communities through the course of decades, centuries, however long we want to say. So we obviously said this is much more than symbolic, but what does this mean even in terms of raising awareness and frankly having a true spot at the table? This is Interior Secretary. This is not an undersecretary. This would be, I mean, obviously a true cabinet-level position. Even the idea of people just thinking more about Native American communities and thinking about tribal lands in a different way.
I've talked to a lot of indigenous state and lawmakers who say that just by simply virtue of them being in the room, it changes the nature of the discussions. And so I think that you're right. I think that people will start to see the way that Native nations touch their lives through Deb Haaland's work, were she to run the interior. You know, we had a fight here in Oklahoma where our governor, Kevin Stitt, took on the tribal nations over their gaming compact revenue. He wanted more for the state. And there's been a very vigorous campaign on both sides to kind of paint the issue for Oklahomans at large. And I think one of the silver linings to that whole thing is that Oklahomans see now more than ever just how much tribal nations affect them. That they build roads and build hospitals and provide teacher salaries and police officers. And so I think that through the virtue of her work at the interior, she would be able to show more Americans just how intimately our lives are really intertwined.
Let's talk politics briefly. Representative Haaland is coming from the House, and we know how bitter the divide has been between Democrats and Republicans there, and really in all courses of politics over the last 4+ years, as we've seen. Going into it, let's presume she is confirmed. How difficult is this going to be? How much of this rests on, frankly, President Biden, President-elect Biden, and how much of it comes down to perhaps her ability to cross the aisle and make deals?
She has a reputation as being a bridge builder between the two parties. When I was working on a profile of Representative Mark Wayne Mullen last year, who's a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, I interviewed Deb Haaland, and I asked her about her relationship with Mark Wayne Mullen and Tom Cole, who, you know, on the political spectrum couldn't be, you know, any more different than Deb Haaland. And I was really struck by how she spoke about Tom Cole in particular as a mentor. Tom Cole has said similar things about working with her. I really actually do have a lot of confidence that someone like Haaland wouldn't have to deal with that issue as much as I think some other potential nominees would. I don't see her as a polarizing political figure, I guess.
Okay. That is Graham Lee Brewer. He's an associate editor on the High Country News Indigenous Affairs Desk. We've been talking about the nomination of Representative Deb Haaland to be the next Interior Secretary of the U.S. Graham, thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me.